Good morning. My guest this morning is Phyllis Rosenfield from Listening for a Change. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning, Roland.
So tell us about Listening for a Change.
Well, we've been around for a while.
I'm
thinking back. Late 80s, we were a sponsored program at Sonoma State and became a nonprofit in 97. And originally we were called the Survivor Project because we did a lot of oral histories with people who had very dramatically lost human rights. And what we learned from those original interviews were that people who knew their neighbors had some chance that they would be helped out. And that has become the foundation of all of our work, is it's absolutely imperative, especially in today's world, that we know one another and understand one another and come to more acceptance and respectful listening, which is kind of difficult to attain these days. We used to joke, and a Democrat could interview a Republican, and a Republican and a Democrat. But of course, that's no joke anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
How do people find out about you?
Well, they're probably involved in one of our programs. We have many programs and many schools, everywhere from Cloverdale to Glenville to Santa Rosa to Roseland University Prep to Sonoma Country Day. We have quite a range of schools that have been involved. We've also worked in Petaluma and other places. We have currently a grant from the Giving Circle, the LGBTQI Giving Circle of the Community Foundation. We've done a special project where from the LGBTQI community interview youth and youth interview elders, and that's been very powerful. Our newest program is our two programs, actually. One with the Museums of Sonoma County doing fire interviews of people who survived the fire, lost their homes, all over Sonoma County, different geographics and demographics, everyone from a modest apartment owner to a grand home in the mountains. We're also doing a special project for the Jewish Community Center of the Jewish community, people who lost their homes. So we're pretty busy these days.
I guess you are.
We're pretty busy.
So the main thing we're talking about today, though, is your annual fundraiser.
Yes, we have a really fun fundraiser every year. And this year it's August 18th, which is a Saturday from 6 to 9 at the Sonoma Country Day School and Jackson Theater. They're letting us use their gardens and their hall, and as well as the Jackson Theater. There'll be films of the work that we do, as well as fun auctions and a jazz band called Blue Seven, and lots of delicious food and wine.
Oh, great. So. And, well, this is a way that people, well, people who may need your services, but people who may know people who need your services, to find out exactly what you do and how to make contact with you.
It is. It's a good way to learn about what we do and see it up close and personal. We have a kiosk with all the edited video interviews here in Santa Rosa that's currently at the Roseland Library. It was at the Central Library. It'll soon be going to other venues in Santa Rosa. We also have one in Cloverdale. So it's a good way for people to get a handle of this rather innovative and creative organization. I think we're about a little out of the box, which is sometimes a problem and sometimes quite wonderful because not everybody gets what we do right away. But once you know, then you'll be wanting to support us as well.
Phyllis, thank you very much for coming in. Let's tell people that what we are telling you about today is the Listen for a Change Weave Community Annual Fundraiser. Saturday, August 18th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Sonoma Country Day School in the Jackson Theater and Garden. For information, a telephone number, 578-5420, online, listeningforachange.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.